Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Our Reynolds Sports Desk. Your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All righty, boys and girls. Happy Thursday. Headlines on Softy and Dick, of course, brought to you by our friends at VenueKings.com.
Welcome to my happy place.
News of the NFL opt-out and the college football opt-out variety. You want some names? I got names for you, baby.
Sure.
The deadline, first of all, for players in the NFL to opt out has come and gone. Players can still opt out, but they have to have a new diagnosis or a family member diagnosed with COVID-19. However, two players made the deadline. Jaguar cornerback Rashawn Melvin and Niners offensive tackle Sean Coleman both opting out for 2020. One note in college football, Dick, by the way, Micah Parsons, who might be the best of all the opt-outs so far, potential top five pick linebacker from Penn State in the NFL draft next year, is going to opt out of 2020. Get ready for the NFL draft.
PGA Championship, the afternoon group's out on the course right now, but in the clubhouse with a one-shot lead is Jason Day at 5-under par. He leads a group that includes Martin Kaymer, Xander Schauffele, Brooks Koepka, and Justin Rose at 4-under. Tiger Woods shot a 68 today. He's an 18th right now. That was his lowest opening round score in a major since the 2012 Open Championship when he tied for third.
Mariners win 7-6 last night despite two more home runs from Mike Trout. Kyle Seager, home run number 200, by the way, lifetime. Marco
Gonzalez.
7 innings, 3 runs, 7 strikeouts last night against the Angels.
Very nice.
And here we go.
And now, two goofy, wacko, out-of-touch homers.
Just brutal radio. Just horrible.
Live. 41 yards.
From Elliott Bay.
Can you feel it now?
Hey, Seattle.
This is Softy and Dick.
All right, 3:03 on a busy Thursday afternoon right here on Softy and Dick. Lots to get to. Barry Trammell from the Oklahomans going to join us at 3:45 on the radio show. We first got to know Barry, you remember, Dick, during the whole Sonic Thunder, Clay Bennett, Howard Schultz.
Oh, yeah, that was
saga.
Fun times.
Yeah, yeah. So we're not having Barry
that.
On to talk about that. Although we could talk to Barry about Oklahoma's Republican politicians don't like NBA players taking a knee.
That's right.
And what they could mean.
It's on my list. I am definitely going to ask him that question.
Like, do you think anybody will want to play there because of that guy? Or we'll talk to Barry at 3:45. The reason why we're having Barry on, I think we should start maybe hopping around the country, finding out what's going on in college football, because Oklahoma, dude, is set to play 3 weeks from Saturday against Missouri State.
That's
so
crazy.
We're going to ask Barry if he actually thinks that's going to happen. Grant Cohen's going to join us on the air coming up at 3:45 and talk some Niner football.
You guys had, what, Hugh Milner?
Mostly talk about this new cornerback the Seahawks got from San Francisco coming up at 4:20. Always good to get Grant on, find out what's happening in enemy territory. Larry Weir is the voice of Eastern Washington football. And he'll join us at 5:45 because the Big Sky Presidents, dude, are apparently voting right now whether or not to have a college football season, right? You saw a bunch of these D2, D3 schools not going to play this year. The Big Sky may not go. The FCS, who knows how many schools will play. UConn, the first Division I team to bail out, you know, a couple days ago. So do we actually believe that we are going to see kind of a bastardized version of college football where some divisions go, some don't, some conferences play, some don't. Even in conference, some teams go and some don't in college football.
Well, unless you have some teams in major conferences that don't play, I mean, a lot of them, then it would be a bastardized version. But if you have every school in the Power Five play college football, I don't care. I'm sorry for sounding Power Five elitist.
Ooh.
I don't care if one other school plays college football this year. From a competitive standpoint, obviously from a financial standpoint, I feel sorry for them.
Right.
But if all Power Five schools play, there's nothing bastardized about that because those are the teams that are going to compete for championships and big bowl games anyway.
Right. I guess my point was, what if some of those Power Five teams don't go? Yeah. What if you've got a couple teams in the Big Ten, a couple teams in the SEC, a couple teams in the Pac-12, maybe a team or two from the ACC that just for whatever reason can't play football? Like Rutgers apparently had this massive outbreak the other day in New Jersey. So what if Rutgers says, hey, we're not going to play football this year in the Big Ten. And maybe you can swallow a team like Rutgers not playing because they're Rutgers. And I don't think the bigger name schools will bail out that easily. They will try and fight through, obviously. But don't we have to at least prepare for the idea that there might be a couple, if not more than a couple, Power 5 schools that may not go?
It would seem to me that that would be financial suicide. Because you are then saying we are not going to reap the television benefits of the 10, 11, 12 other schools in our conference that's going to reap, and we're going to get bupkis. I would be shocked, man. I mean, more surprising things have happened over the last 6 months without question, but I just don't know why one or two schools would decide, you know what, we don't want that money. And the rest, hey, if I'm the other schools in the conference, I'm like, sweet. Now I get 1/10 of the pie instead of 1/12 of the pie. Well, you go right on ahead.
Well, yeah, but you ask why they would not play. The simple answer is because they have no choice. Because they can't play. I mean, nobody wants to do this, right? Like, no Division I Power 5 school is waking up today saying, you know what? We are going to pass. We don't want the TV money. We don't want the revenue money for 2020. But if we have no choice, we have no choice, right? This comes down to how things are being done on a very local level when it comes to a lot of schools like that. Like, you know, let me ask you a question, guys, right now. Maybe this is also a good question for the text line at 49451. What is your confidence level that there's going to be a Husky football season in 2020 of some sort? Maybe not 10 games, maybe you play 7, maybe you play 8, maybe you play 9. What is your confidence level that we will see Washington on the field this fall?
Oh, in the fall?
Yes.
Not any time during the school
year. In the fall, yes.
I'm still pushing. I'm over 75%. You know, close to 80, 85. I'm basically almost 100 that will play at some point this school year.
Okay. Jackson?
I don't see it even being remotely that high, because how are they going to have a football season if nobody's on campus? If they have, like, just virtual classes? I'm more like at 25%. I'm the other direction.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the only way they can have a season? Is if the players are there, but the other kids aren't, right? I mean,
well, a lot of kids are on campus right now.
Right, living on campus, correct. Yeah. But as far as learning on campus, as far as, you know, taking classes in person,
exactly.
What you're saying is that the majority of them, if not all of them, are going to be online. And I mean, look, the easy retort to that is, well, football players have different considerations that other kids don't get, right? So they can get around it.
And it's much safer for football players to play football and have online classes than play football and go to class. So you'd be better off playing football when you're not sharing a campus with anybody else.
I got to be honest with you, man. I don't want to be Dr. Doom on the radio show, right? Because we've kind of made fun of those people on Twitter, you know, the doom and gloom, and all of us. I think there's a difference between being uber pessimistic and skeptical about stuff and sharing it over and over and over again and having an opinion, but also remaining super hopeful. And I am, obviously, you guys know, super hopeful that we can have a Washington football season, a college football season. I'm starting to get to a point where I would be slightly surprised if the Huskies went in the fall.
Yeah, well, I've always wanted spring football. I wanted them to kind of call it a couple of months ago. I understand why they didn't, because you want to track the progress of the virus over the next couple months. You want to make the last possible decision, because in this case, the last possible decision is the most accurate based upon the information that we've had.
Don't throw in the towel until you have to.
Exactly. Right. So I've always wanted spring football, because I think potentially we could have spring football with 25, 30, 35,000 fans in attendance, with a lot of them being vaccinated already.
You know, there's, by the way, the throwing in the towel analogy, you got to make sure you do that at the right time, because if you're late and you do like Rocky did, you can get Apollo Creed killed by Ivan Drago.
Don't do that.
He waited a couple minutes too long, you saw what happened to, you know, poor old Apollo. So I just wonder if the fans out there, and I wonder if all of us as a group kind of feel like, you know what, if this is going to happen in the spring, then let's get to that ASAP, that announcement, right? Let's not wait. Let's make that announcement as fast as possible. You realize why schools are waiting as long as they possibly can before they do make some kind of a decision. But, you know, this is, again, one of the reasons why, Dick, I want to have Barry on the radio show from Oklahoma at 3:45, because there's no uniformity whatsoever from conference to conference and school to school. It's just total chaos when it comes to who's playing, who's not playing, who's excited, who's not excited, whose players want to go, whose players don't want to go. It's a friggin' mess. And I am hopeful, speaking of hopeful, if there is a silver lining that comes out of all of this mess for college football, hasn't it become obvious to everybody that college football needs a leader? The whole thing.
Oh, there's no question. They need a czar. And the thing that is you know, kind of comical to me and maybe a little quizzical is why they've been so opposed to going to spring football. I've just always thought that spring football makes so much more sense. And the reason that I gave you a 75% number, 80% number, isn't because that's what I want to see. It's because I think that's what all the presidents and athletic directors are pushing. I mean, it seems like they're pushing for that versus just saying, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's let cooler heads prevail. Let's see what we have in February and then make sure. Hey, because if they can push forward a false.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Season in the midst of what we're going through right now, they can certainly have a spring season.
How do you know that, though? Because that's exactly why they don't want to cancel the fall season until they have no choice, because there's no guarantee of a spring football season. They could cancel the fall season right now.
Yeah.
Right? And then wake up in a month or so, a month and a half from now, and say, damn it, we should have gone. We could have gone. Things are getting better. Everyone's gone home. We've changed everything around. Mm-hmm. The players aren't even here. We got to restart the whole process, get them back on campus, start practice all over again. You only pull the plug when you totally have to pull the plug, because there's no guarantee this thing will be ready to go by March either, right?
Why would it be worse? That's the question.
It wouldn't be worse. It wouldn't be worse. If you can, I think, Dick, if you could go around the country and tell 55 college ADs, I can guarantee that you can play football in March. Guarantee. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a vaccine by January. We're going to be great. Everything's good to go. I can absolutely 1,000% without question guarantee you a college football season in March. They would say, where do I sign?
Okay.
But they can't guarantee that.
Right. But I guess my question is, yeah, we can't guarantee that everything's going to be back to normal. In fact, I think we're all pretty certain that everything won't be completely back to normal by March.
No, no doubt.
But I, you know, if you were to weigh, wouldn't you say the odds of us being in a better situation in March than we are now are certainly greater than us being in a worse situation?
Can college football presidents and ADs afford to give up the fall for the odds? Can they afford to do that? What are the odds? Are they 95%? Are they 25%? Are they 50%? I mean, dude, you and I are sitting here in March on the air, and we're talking to John Stanton. Remember that back in the day? Mm-hmm. Feels like freaking 5 years ago now.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us thought in March that the college football or the NFL season was in peril back then. We thought, hey, we'll have some issues. Hell, I was the guy on the air telling you July 1st, we'll have everything back. Right? Baseball on the 4th of July. Remember that on the air?
So well, yeah, nobody but you thought far off. You were only 3 weeks
off. Well, right, but nobody thought football was in question, did we? Did we really fear for football back in March?
No,
nobody
we didn't.
Did.
And we don't fear at all for the NFL. So, I mean, we're only talking about decisions made based upon kids that aren't getting paid. I mean, that's really the only reason we're talking about this.
Yeah, I
because
think
the NFL is
go.
No yeah. issue at yeah. all.
I think the NFL is going to go. I think they do have issues, but they're going to go. And yes. we'll see if they can hang on. But they're going to go because of a lot of reasons. They're paid professionals is the most important reason. They have a union, which is number two. Less players, number three, obviously. You know, 53. 60 plus with your practice squad compared to 140 on some campuses. So I think the NFL will go. And Dick, if you could set that up for me where you do play the NFL and then we take a month off and go right
Love
into college
it.
Football.
Love it.
Not only would that be fantastic, but you might kind of get used to it and you might want to have that all the time.
And you in college football would get their due, man.
Well,
I mean,
tremendous.
College football is going to get lost a little bit with all the stuff going on in September right now. I mean, it's going to get lost a little bit.
Yeah. What do you guys want to see happen here? You want to see him pull the plug right now or keep fighting and try to get this thing done in the fall. 315-494-51. Barry Trammell from Oklahoma at 345. We're going to hear from DK Metcalf, Grant Cohen, who covers the Niners for SI. And we got a Sports Talk radio show, not ours and not in this city, making fun of our quarterback. And I don't like it. Coming up on Softy and Dick on 950 KJ.
You're listening to Softy and Dick. Now, back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen.
That was the worst call I've ever seen in my entire life.
Softy and Dick on 950 KJR.
Oh, which one was that?
That was your buddy Mike Holmgren.
I know, but which call was he talking about?
I don't know. How long do you have? You could be here all day. The laundry list of complaints that guy's got? You kidding me? Could be here for a week.
I just didn't know if you knew the exact play he was talking about when he was referred to the worst play ever that he's ever seen.
Maybe the holding call on Locklear, maybe I don't even know. I swear to God, dude, we're sitting here 15 years later. I don't even know what the call was on Hasselbeck after the interception.
They called him for a block in the back.
He was on defense.
Yes, I understand that. They still called him for a block in the back.
That's holding on the kicker right there. I mean, what the hell? Jeez, man, 15 years later, I got no idea what that was.
Block in the back, number 8.
I got a question for you, and then I think we're going to do something here. We're going to do something kind of risky here on the radio show. I was on with Joe Fan in his podcast a couple days ago.
I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, he asked me, he said, "Hey, do you guys still take phone calls on that radio show?" I said, "No, not really. Nobody wants to talk to us." So we don't take phone calls a lot, and I don't think anybody really is taking phone calls a lot in sports talk radio, mostly because I think sometimes the phone callers... It's hard to have somebody call the radio show, ask them to call the show, take time out of their day, sit on hold for maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes, and then cut them off after 7 seconds if you think they're saying something stupid, right?
Yeah, and then call them dumb.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy. So we've kind of backed off a little bit of the phone calls, but I would like to, if I can, in this segment, go back to our roots for a little bit here.
Okay.
Okay? Are you cool with this? All right.
Sure. 286-9595,
800-829-0950, #950 on the car phone. Does that one still work, by the way, or is that done?
It's Rich Boy on the car phone.
There you go. That's the Sports Babe's old line.
Yes,
give us a call because we are curious to know from a college football and mostly from a Husky fan's perspective, but if you're a Coug, if you're a Duck, Beaver, whatever, college football, just give us a buzz. 286-9595, 800-829-0950 right now. We'll get you on the phone right away. No waiting. And let us know what you want college football to do. Right? If you're a big Husky fan, we'll give you four options. Either A, we'll bag it all right now and start talking about a spring season in 2021, maybe in late February, maybe early March, whatever, okay? Some type of a spring season. Or A, B, we can blow all of it up and just say, the hell with it. We'll see you in September of 2021. We'll cancel the whole thing and not play college football for 18 months. The other option would be, we're going to push through as best we can until something horrible happens.
We're going to fight.
Okay, we're going to fight for Washington State. We're going to try to find a way to push this thing through and play football until the last possible second. We're going to wait until the last possible second before we pull the plug. Or option D, which is the I don't give a damn option, we're playing football no matter what. I don't care what happens with the virus. I don't care how many people get sick. I don't care what the hell's going on. I don't care if kids are on campus or not. We are playing college football in the fall starting on September 26th, and that's it.
So to clarify, option C is you're okay with shutting it down if there's too many cases?
Option C would be you would continue to try and pull off a season in the fall until it just becomes too much. And whatever too much is, I guess, is up to you, right, to decide what too much is. So I'm curious to know for the listeners out there, again, 286-9595 or 800-829-0950, what do you want college football to do? What do you want Husky football to do, right? What do you want the Pac-12 to do? So everybody's got a take on this. You know, you jump on Twitter, you have a take on this or that, and naturally somebody responds and says, man, they should just shut the whole thing down right now. Or B, somebody will get back to you and say, well, clearly you don't give a damn. How many kids get sick? You're selfish. You just want to play college football no matter what. Right. So where do you guys stand on that? Jump on the phone right now and tell us. Go ahead.
Number one, spring. Number two, damn the torpedoes and let's play.
Okay.
And then, really? And then,
I don't give a damn option.
And I feel that way because I really don't think that there will be flare-ups like we saw from the Marlins.
Yeah.
That will happen in certain campuses across America.
Right.
But I don't think it will be widespread enough. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe all campuses, it'll just be terrible because you can't trust college kids to do anything right. Yeah. I don't know, but I'm just assuming that it will go through. So I'd say damn the torpedoes. And then last is not playing football, because the ramifications of not playing football will be felt for a decade plus in athletics.
Let's go to the phone lines. John's out in Mercer Island. John, you're on with Safi and Dick. How are you, man?
Hi, good, good. How are you guys?
Good. Go ahead.
They play in the regular season in the fall, all students back, and by the way, fight is for Iowa.
Okay, not for Washington State. Okay.
Well, Iowa's had a rough offseason, man.
So you want this 10-game truncated schedule that starts on the 26th, that's what you want, right?
That's what I want, yeah.
Okay.
And if they could add a preseason game to that, sure.
Okay, gotcha.
Add it back, yes.
All right, John just wants more football, period.
It would be nice, to his point of the preseason game, it would be nice to have, like, my ideal schedule would be like what Oklahoma has. We'll talk to Barry Trammell about that.
Playing Missouri State, you mean?
A nice game against Murray State to start off.
Not Murray State, Missouri State.
You know what, Murray State, Missouri State really doesn't make a difference if they're playing Oklahoma.
It ain't the racers, it's the wagons is what it is.
Exactly. Just to, you know, give Jacob Sermon or Kevin Thompson a chance to play four quarters against somebody that he doesn't have to worry about. I'd like to see the little warm-up game first before they jump right into conference schedule. But beggars can't be choosers.
Why not have a scrimmage with somebody then, right? I mean, why not do a scrimmage with the Cougs? Honestly, you know, why not meet in the middle? Why not go to Central Washington, Ellensburg, and meet in the middle?
Freda High School.
Washington
versus Washington State in the scrimmage.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm not asking Eastern to go if they're not playing football this year. That'd be ridiculous. But if the Cougs are playing football, I mean, why not have it? Didn't they back in the day, like in the 19-teens, play three or four games a year against Wazoo?
Yes, they did.
Right?
They
why
also
not?
Played like Whitman College and like the West Seattle Boys and Girls
Club. And the JCC, right. Let's go to Jeff in Maple Valley. Hi, Jeff. How are you, man? You're on with Softy and Dick.
Thank you for taking my call, David. Frankly, I just can't even understand the fall without football, and I really don't think it's going to come to fruition. I really don't. So I'm prepared to watch.
Your phone. This is why we don't take phone calls.
Yeah,
man.
We lost you there. You said I am fully prepared to.
Yeah,
and then you died. So
what
were
you
fully
gonna
prepared
say you're
for?
Prepared to give us your credit card number. So what are you prepared for, Jeff?
I'm prepared to watch the 91 season every weekend all the way through the Rose Bowl.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to have football. I just don't think we're going to play.
Yeah.
In the fall or at all.
Correct. No, I think they're going to cancel the season. They're going to attempt to start it because they want the money. Absolutely. But I just don't think it's going to – I just don't see how it can be played.
Okay. Well, the question is, what should they do, right? I mean, if that's what's going to happen, if you were in charge, if Jeff from Maple Valley was the czar of college football, which you should be, what would you want to do? What would you want to try and do?
I wouldn't want to expose the kids to this pandemic, no.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Cancel the whole thing, says
Jeff.
What is the possibility level – of playing 5-6 games, things just get bad, too many cases across America, and they decide, you know what?
Yeah.
We're going to pick it up in week 7 on March 1st.
Yeah. Wow.
What's the possibility of that? A hybrid season.
Maybe slim. I mean, you're talking about taking a gigantic break, right? You're
yes.
basically talking about doing what the NBA just did.
Yes. Two
right?
seasons.
That's what you're talking about
yes,
doing.
That's exactly
so
what
So all
talking
the schools
doing.
With older players, like BYU, would have a massive, massive break then because they got a gigantic break, right? Like LeBron did. I'm making a joke here. I'm trying.
Oh,
to
I guess I was like, I was trying to
try to make a funny.
I was trying to follow your logic. Sorry about that.
I apologize. Isn't LeBron in a great position because the guy just had
yes,
a 4-month break?
I think
okay.
so. But he's hurt
idea,
not playing today, so maybe not.
Right. So let's say that they play on September 26th, mm-hmm. and they get to the middle of November, early November, and they say this is too much. We got to shut this thing down. You're saying then they would cancel December, stop January, stop February, pick up 4 months later.
Why not? I mean, if there's a possibility to play 10 games in the spring, why isn't there a possibility to play 5 games in the spring?
Because you got to be ready with the NCAA tournament. You got to be ready with other sports on campus. You have to make sure that kids want to come back and do that. Maybe some kids want to say the hell with it.
Oh, there'll be some opt-outs. Clearly, there will be some opt-outs in the second half.
I mean, I don't know, man. You're throwing this crazy scenario at me, and I guess anything's possible. I just kind of think in my brain that if they're going to start the college football season and then have to shut it down, they would try to pick it up as soon as they could. And if they couldn't do that, I think at that point, honestly, my gut says they would just wait until next year.
So you think instead of taking 5 months off, they'd be like, all right, we're just going to go week by week here and pick it up when we can pick it up.
I think they would try. I think they would come out and do what they're doing right now, which is keep setting dates. Right?
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Let's go to Wheat in Tacoma. Wheat, you're on the air. What's happening, pal?
Hey, software mess. Good to hear you. You know, it's I'm all in. Just like when you walk into CenturyLink and the sign's right above, I'm all in. And I guess that's easy for me to say when I was there when we played Stanford 4 years ago and it was 74,144 sold out.
Yeah.
I was right below the big scoreboard there. Jumping up and down on them bleachers, and the Stanford quarterback couldn't even hear his center. He had a scream under the tight end and the wide receiver's ear. You remember that, Softy? Yeah, I'm all in. Hey, kid, go for it, man. You know, so much joy on that day, and I really think they're going to bring us some more joy again. Mm-hmm. I'm all in for the purple and gold, Softy.
So you want to go, you want to push through, whatever happens, just keep playing football. We can keep these kids safe.
Yeah.
If they get the virus, they get the virus. If they're not in the hospital, if they're not dead, then just keep playing football. That's what you're telling me, right?
Hey, it's purple and gold here, the Evergreen State, man. We want to see them every. Hey, sophomore, we missed out on Michigan. I don't want to miss out on them anymore. I don't want to miss it out trying to beat Oregon one last time before, you know, I'm 53 years old, sophomore.
No, I got you.
The last time I saw, we lost to Oregon. And, hey, man, if we don't win a national championship, it's kind of simple. We better beat Oregon, all right?
Wheat just wants to make sure that before he dies, he sees them beat the Oregon Ducks again and gets back to a national championship.
Right, Wheat is all, fired up.
That's all he wants. Can you imagine if Jen Cohen held a press conference and said, all right, here's the deal. We're going to just keep fighting. Players will die. Players will get sick. Funerals will happen, but we are going to forge ahead.
If he dies, he dies.
Right? Well, who are you, Ivan Drago?
I can't even.
Well, definitely hits it destroys. I mean, come on, man.
Wheat was waxing poetic about a game a few years ago at CenturyLink Field, wasn't he, man?
Well,
he was.
I mean, look, I get it because there are people that believe that. There are people that think like that, you know? And it's not because they don't care if the players get sick or not. That's ridiculous. I mean, nobody's sitting around going, I don't care if players die. I don't care if players get sick. I don't care if mothers lose sons. Nobody's thinking like that because that's barbaric and ridiculous. Well, maybe in the SEC they think like that, but not in the Pac-12. I think, though, like the story that broke yesterday about UCLA and the 8 players that tested positive for COVID-19. There's this reaction that a lot of people had, right, when they saw that story. Well, why are you having that reaction? What kind of symptoms are they showing? Are they in the hospital? How are they feeling?
Right?
Were they quarantined right away? Is this something that you can find a way to overcome? And if it is within reason, then you do forge ahead and you move on. But if it's getting out of control and guys are getting sick and they're really not feeling well and they're in the hospital and they're passing it along to everybody else they come into contact with because they're not following rules, then that's a different animal. But I don't think that's what's happening at UCLA. Not yet.
No, I don't think so either. And I keep going back to the same point that I've made of it. This is not a risk versus zero risk proposal. I think there's a lot of people in their minds that still think, ooh, it's really risky to play football, mm-hmm. and these kids would be safe if they were not playing football. That is not the case. They are protected in their environment at the football facilities. They're protected by the health, health and wellness folks. They're protected by their coaches. And yes, they are exposed to other players that are being tested and protected by their health and wellness people as well.
Yeah.
You take that all away, and you leave 18 to 21 year old kids to their own devices for the next 4 months, and I honestly believe there will be less kids sick playing football under these precautions than there will be if you just took it away. I honestly believe that.
Well, I would just ask as well, what do the kids want to do? And they should have a voice, right, in this whole thing. And if they want to play, then you know what? We're going to try to find a way to make that happen. And if you don't want to play, then all of us get it. Nobody is that sick in the head to force you to play football when you don't want to, okay?
Right.
At least I would hope they're not.
Because the chances of if you're playing, if you're the starting running back, do you have a better chance of going to that party at the fraternity on Friday night before the game, or do you have a better chance of going to that party at the fraternity if you don't have a game on Saturday?
Yeah,
you know the answer to that question.
Well, I know this. Brooks Koepka broke his driver at the PGA Championship, popped the head off the driver. You see that, by the way?
I didn't see him pop the head off the driver.
Check your Twitter account. 339, Barry Trammell from the Oklahoma. And the Sooners are set to play a game in 3 weeks from Saturday. Is that going to happen next on 950
KJR? Now back to Softy and Dick on 950 KJR AM. Also at 95.7 KJR FM HD2. Free on the iHeartRadio app. Play 950 KJR on your smart speakers. And streaming at sportsradiokjr.com.
All right, enough already. Holy
That's a long
cow.
Read right there.
Jeez, just wherever you go to go online, hear the internet, that's where you can find us, all right? Is that pretty much summing up for you out there in Radio Land?
Yes.
Softy and Dick hanging out till 7 o'clock. So I'm looking at the college foosball schedule for 3 weeks from this Saturday, and I see 1, 2, 3, 4 games scheduled as of right now. Southern Illinois at Kansas, SMU at Texas State, Marshall at East Carolina, and then I see Missouri State at Oklahoma in Norman, Oklahoma, 3 weeks from Saturday. Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman joining us right now on the radio show. Normally having him on talking about the Thunder and how they stole our basketball team 12 years ago, but right now we're talking Oklahoma Sooner football. Barry, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm doing well, guys. How's life in Seattle?
We are okay. Appreciate you asking, man. So 3 weeks from Saturday, Oklahoma is set to play football. Will that game happen?
No, I don't think they'll play on the 29th. I think it's more likely Oklahoma will play on September 12th. The Big 12, I think, is going to start its conference play on September 26th. Everybody can play one non-conference game. I think those games will be played September 12th. They're probably hashing out right now if Missouri State can move that game. The Sooners lost both of their other games. The Army game was canceled. The Tennessee game was canceled. Missouri State was the last one standing. So I think they'll try to get that thing scheduled for September 12th.
What were the conditions surrounding the Army cancellation, the Tennessee cancellation? Was that just Army calling them saying we don't want to play, or Tennessee, or was that an Oklahoma decision?
Well, that was on the Tennessee. It was not an Oklahoma decision on Tennessee. The SEC decreed no non-conference games, so that was automatic. With Army, it became a deal where the Big 12, that was a Big 12 decision. They voted to play 9 conference games, 1 non-conference game, but the non-conference game has to be at home. So that's for testing protocols. You wouldn't be playing a fellow Power 5.
Yeah.
So you're playing a school with fewer resources. You want everybody to sort of go with the same testing protocols, and that eliminated the Army game. So it was basically the conferences conspired to get rid of those games. And truthfully, I mean, I don't know if Oklahoma, even if that game was on, I don't know if they could make the trip. You know, Governor Cuomo in New York has a 14-day quarantine for visitors from 20-something states, and we're on the list.
Mm.
So, Oklahoma would have to fly out there 2 weeks before the game and hunker down. So that wasn't going to happen.
Well, Barry Trammell, again, the Oklahoman with us on the air, does not think the Oklahoma-Missouri State game 3 weeks from Saturday is going to happen. But it sounds like you do, maybe with some level of confidence, believe that there's going to be some version of an Oklahoma season this fall. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think they're going to try to start. I think what a lot of these schools are doing, or conferences are doing, the Pac-12 included, but particularly the Big 12 and the ACC with these non-conference games, you know, if you start the conference play September 26, you can play that non-conference game September 12th and sort of see how it goes. You know, what are the, are there, is there anything out there we don't foresee when you're playing an actual game? Are there testing situations? Are there virus situations that come unforeseen? So also, if you delay it like that, you give the students on campus, the regular students, time to get back and see what happens when a bunch of students come back to campus. And what they're really doing is giving themselves a chance to postpone the season until the spring, if need be. If they wait as late as September 26th to start conference play, maybe you could come back in the spring and play your conference schedule. Now, if everything goes well on September 12th with those games and all the other games we see across the country, maybe you can go ahead and start.
Interesting.
You know, conference play on September 26th, see what happens.
Hmm. Do you think Missouri State will potentially follow suit with some of these other FCS schools and just say, hey, we're not going to play in the fall, and Oklahoma loses that that first opponent? And would Oklahoma be okay losing that first opponent because they wouldn't have to pay the $1 million or whatever they're paying Missouri State to play the game?
Yeah, well, no, I think OU would like to play. I think Oklahoma would like to be in, you know, one of those test cases and see what it's like to play a game under these situations. I think, you know, college football is such a kooky sport with schedules made years in advance, even with some of the mismatches like Oklahoma and Missouri State. You know, they didn't just put that contract together 6 months ago. But if you had to, you could. You know, we're seeing people all over the country add opponents just this week. So the Sooners could add somebody, you know, one of the mid-majors from the state of Texas, North Texas, or, you know, a Texas State. Somebody like that would probably be available to come up to Norman and play.
Yeah.
So I think Oklahoma really wants to play.
What is the attitude of the people of Norman, Oklahoma, you think, towards a college football season? I think it's easy for us on the West Coast to say, well, they're just hardcore football fans, and they don't give a damn. They just want to play college football. You know, virus be damned. What do you think the temperature is out there?
Well, it's pretty strong towards the way you declared it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of people that say, hey, I don't want to go to a stadium with 86,000 fans. Until everybody's, you know, been shot with the vaccine. Oklahoma's a very conservative state. We know what the conservatives think about the masks and all that. But Norman's it's a little bit of a liberal enclave. Now, it's not Berkeley or someplace, but it's, you know, it's got a progressives here in Norman. So there's a whole lot of people saying, hey, let's hold off and see. I think you'll see somebody like Oklahoma play with about 25% capacity of fans. Maybe, you know, maybe 18 to 20,000 fans allowed in the stands, you know, for the opener. That would be my guess, and then see how it goes. But, you know, I think what you'll see is, I think you'll see a lot of older fans have no interest in going to a stadium. I mean, why would you? You know, no football game's worth getting sick or dying over. So now there's a whole lot of 24-year-olds that'll, you know, storm the Bastille to go to a game. So there's a lot of thirst for football, but there's a decent amount of caution as well.
Barry, on the basketball front, made national news, this Oklahoma politician that threatened to cut tax breaks to the Thunder if they keep kneeling for the anthem. Was that much ado about nothing, or was that a big story down there? And how was that received by Thunder fans?
Yeah, as much ado about nothing. It was a rural legislator, guy up, you know, northwest of Tulsa, so he's not anywhere close to Oklahoma City. He was just grandstanding. You know, they've got the tax breaks to which he's referring to is I forgot exactly the parameters, but it's a tax break for professional athletes who make over $1 million or something. So basically, it's a not doesn't tax break the players, but it's a payroll tax break for the Thunder. It applies to nobody else, so it's not like the state's losing money. If the Thunder's not here, that money's not being generated anywhere else. And it was just a grandstand play. Now, I will say this. I mean, Oklahoma's not just, you know, they're not, many citizens aren't thrilled with the social justice message that you get over and over and over when you sit and watch an NBA game. The racists don't like it, but that's a small minority. But there's also a lot of people that just want to sit down and watch a basketball game.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, and that's probably true in a lot of places. As for me, I've sort of gotten used to it. In fact, last night after I watched the Thunder Lakers, I got to thinking, wait, was the Black Lives Matter, was that even on the court? I remember seeing it the first two games, and I thought, I didn't even see it tonight. Well, mm-hmm. Turns out it's still there. I just, you know, after a while, you don't even see that kind of thing. So it just becomes natural. So I don't think that's any kind. That's just a guy trying to get elected, and probably will, up in his rural county.
Right. Just playing to his base. Barry, listen, right, man, before you go, we mentioned that, you know, we got to know you a little bit during the Sonic Oklahoma City, you know, Clay Bennett, you know, battle back in the day. And it's been 12 years, and people still here like us have a hard time letting go of it and probably never will, to be honest with you. But how are the Thunder doing? Are they okay financially? There's been some thought that maybe they'd have a hard time kind of surviving down the road, being a small market team. But everything going okay for you guys out there?
Well, everything's great. Now, all bets are off with the pandemic for everybody. Who knows what the post-pandemic world's going to look like with the economy cratered. You know, it's getting tougher and tougher. Now, the Thunder sold out every game for 12 years or 11 seasons. And the attendance has been phenomenal. But everywhere, in NFL included, University of Alabama football, it's getting tougher and tougher to get people to go to the stadium. In all sports, so that's going to continue. The pandemic, the recession that goes with the pandemic is going to hurt. So, you know, I think the entire NBA is going to have to sort of be cognizant of fans being a little less interested financially and health wise to go into big spaces. So, I think that's something. And if you're in a small market, that's even more true. So that's something to keep an eye on. But so far, the momentum has been great in terms of the support for the Thunder.
Barry,
by the way, I love the hockey team's name. I thought that was a fantastic name, and the logo. Are people in Seattle? Do they like the Kraken?
We did a poll, 3,000 people. It was like 85-15. They love it. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And well, fantastic.
Merchandise fantastic. Is flying off the shelves, Barry. So how about this, man? I will trade you a Kraken T-shirt for our basketball team back. How's that? Just think about it, okay? Think about it. Get back to me later. All right, Barry.
I shall consider it.
Thank you, Barry. Appreciate this. Best of luck to you.
Thanks, man.
You bet.
You got it. Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman.
Did he just drop the line of the day on us?
Oh.
Well, the racists don't like it.
That's right. Well, where are they?
That is the greatest line of the day.
Where do I go to find them? I just want to stay out of that town. 357 on 950 KJR.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.